When the Wolf River reached record levels late in July, the raft and tube rental concessions closed because of concerns for rider safety. But for experienced canoe and kayak paddlers, this was, perhaps, a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Early on Monday morning was the highest flow that gauge had ever recorded.
That was Brian Heikkinen, who lives in Madison but spends much of his time in and around the Wolf River. He, along with Martin Dawson of Lang Lade and two other paddlers, went down the river three times during the historic high water. They each have over 40 years of whitewater paddling experience on the Wolf, but they have never seen anything like this. River speed is measured by cubic feet per second, or CFS. The normal average for the month of July is 333 CFS. Because of the heavy rainfall in the region, the river for much of July was between 1,000 and 2,000 CFS. Then much of the Wolf River watershed got several more inches of rain.
Topped out at about 2,950 CFS.
That was July 27th, and it was the highest CFS ever recorded since the gauge was installed in 1966. The Wolf River is known regionally for its boulder bed bottom. According to Dawson, part of the challenge of going down the river during normal flows is maneuvering around the rocks and the eddies they produce. For the first time ever, there were virtually no rocks visible in the river.
All the rapids, there are almost no rocks sticking out of the river the entire way. There's a few rocks that are in flatter, wider stretches that still stick up. They're enormous pyramid-type rocks that never got drilled and shot by the loggers. And so you basically go right down the middle, and the waves are real big.
And according to Heikkinen, bigger than they've ever seen on the Wolf River.
It's a rare experience on a volume, or on a river of that volume that normally, you know, we're dealing with waves that are 1 foot, 2 feet high. When you're dealing with, honest to God, 6 to 8 foot waves, that's a big roller coaster ride. So that's a lot of fun.
Not only were the waves big, but according to Dawson, the water was flowing extremely fast, which he gauged by the time for the runs.
We floated from Lang Lade to the top of Gilmore's, which, you know, when we were looking at it, and that only took 2 hours. And normally that could be a three and a half hour float at, you know, lesser levels, at normal levels.
Although Heikkinen has been on the Wolf River many times and other rivers in North America as well, this was a trip that he will never forget.
Just the fun, the exhilaration of running big roller coaster waves, running really high velocity conditions. There were times when a paddler in front of you would crest a wave and then completely disappear. And at one point in Hanson's, in the middle of Hanson's, I was paddling right behind Steve, and he actually disappeared into a trough for a full three count. And I kind of remember actually out loud saying, "Woo!"
There is, of course, some danger in this sport. Both Heikkinen and Dawson express the importance of going on these trips with experienced paddlers, knowing your limitations and respecting the river. Heikkinen describes some of the hazards of going down the river in high conditions.
We kind of had a good idea as to what to expect, but there are always little variables and questions that are thrown in particular in a situation where the water's very, very high. You have to watch out for things like logs, in particular logs and root wads, things that are floated out of tributaries or things that are just floated out of the woods or other places further upstream and then lodged in the middle of a rapid. And they can be very, very hazardous.
And, of course, safe kayaking requires having proper training. Jamie Peters, who was born and still lives on the river, has been teaching whitewater kayaking since she was a teenager.
For whitewater paddling, canoeing, kayaking, I would definitely recommend taking a class. And, you know, for anywhere from 1 day to 3 days. From my experience in teaching, it takes a couple days to really start to get the hang of it so that you can do it safely and be able to manage your boat in the rapids.
Once you get to that level, according to Peters, you get hooked, as she did over 40 years ago when she took her first lesson. She also notes that if you are lucky enough to live up here, you are near three of the best whitewater rivers in the Midwest: the Wolf River in Lang Lake County, the Peshtigo River in southern Forest County, and the Menominee River outside of Niagara. For more information, you can visit our website at WXPR.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.